The following is a production of OurHeroComic.com. Not your, not my, but OurHeroComic.com. For some of your entertainment needs. Not all. We're not fucking crazy. You can go other places, okay? You can do something else. We're not megalomaniacs. Go do another thing after you listen to this or watch this. You know, it's like tennis or some shit.
So here's how we play Wait, Don't Fuck Me. Kyle's an old hat.
The least. Hat?
He's old. This is old hat.
Are you like calling me a slut?
I'm calling you a worn out slut hat.
Okay.
And yep. So,
that's fair. He's calling you a pork pie.
A what?
It's a type of hat.
What does it do?
It just says a hat.
Okay, flagship.
It's the round
game?
Hat.
Flagship game.
Coming to you live from the Wait, Don't Fuck Me Tavern, it's Wait, Don't Fuck Me with Mike Valick and Dan Kane.
The game goes like this. Well, we're going to talk about something that we're very interested in. We genuinely want to talk about this, but we wouldn't talk about it on a first date situation for fear of sexually repelling the other person.
At the moment you feel sexually repelled, you're going to say buzz.
Do my thing for the thing.
Go do the thing with the thing.
Yeah. I was going to talk about zombies and zombie escape plans. Oh, do we hate this?
I'm going to buzz. Dan will talk.
Oh, God.
I will. I'm going
to
hold
I will listen to you. Oh, let me tell you that I know what a lot of wrong answers sound like.
I love it. I'm here for it. Okay, so actually, let's can we like change it to talk about like why you hate that? Because we can
first you have to tell me.
First, let me say this. Zombies are the surefire way to beat a zombie is a cross. Zombies are voodoo magic. If you would like to defeat zombies, that they come from voodoo magic, bring a crucifix.
That's yeah, in that it Buffy episode, that's how it works.
Right. Yes,
it's how it works in real life. It's a religious character. A zombie is
okay,
a creation of voodoo.
Okay, it's going to like becoming a virus, though.
Okay, so if you want to fight a virus, surefire plan is Purell. Like, I don't know.
Oh, actually,
the
virus-based zombie cannot exist because it destroys its food source.
But people talk about... People talk about these virus things like it never happened. Like, it happens all the time. We live through the plague. We live through...
With the plague, the
But we
the
live
thing
through
is
SARS.
The...
SARS happened years ago. It happens.
But
these
talking...
things happen all the time.
But that's the disease eating the person, not infecting the person and then requiring the person
okay,
to
do you have rabies?
Eat
Do you have rabies? Because people used to have rabies. Do you have rabies? Because rabies is pretty much being
rabies.
A zombie. Do you have rabies?
That's what I'm saying.
No, because these things happen all
that's
the time.
But that's what I'm saying is that it's not sustainable. So, like, the virus-based one can't
They're not,
happen.
The only, yes, that's what I'm saying. So there's only two versions of zombies. Inferian, Harry Potter, end of days. There's an end of days scenario where people rise from the dead.
Right.
And then voodoo zombies.
Yeah.
Those are the only three.
Yeah.
So all of those are metaphysical solutions.
But maybe
solutions
those things
you can't win.
Could come to life and then also Christianity not be the solution.
So wait, okay.
Like a gunshot to the head. It's always a solution.
No!
No, bullets are dumb. You run out of ammo.
Lord, he's not afraid of your bullets.
Well, unless you douse it in holy water.
Oh shit, the Lord is afraid of your bullets.
There we go.
Well, there's a comic book about that.
Is there a comic book about something? That's what I'm saying. Okay, what's your zombie escape? Okay, let's make it something reasonable so that I can actually fucking listen.
Oh my God.
Because I'm super buzzing you if it's
that's
a zombie
fine.
Thing.
No, that's totally
what
fine.
What if it's like
the super
rabid
dogs? Let's
call it rabid dogs. How about that?
Okay, yeah, totally.
All right.
Let's do it.
Now we'll listen.
Now I don't want to talk about it though. I just want to talk to Dan.
Fine, talk to zombies
about Dan.
About
like appropriate ways. To,
talk
like,
to zombies about Dan.
Do you
this
watch...
is just perpetuating, making more Walking Dead. Walking Dead, even more zombies.
Well, do you watch iZombie?
No,
at all. Ugh, Dan. Okay. Dan.
If it's better, is anything better than
Dan.
48 hours.
Let's harmonize. Dan.
That's true.
Dan,
I mean,
Dan,
I actually have never watched 48 hours because I. You're like, well, all right.
Moving on to the next
segment. Moving on to the next round.
Yeah, this is getting awkward.
Kyle failed.
Do you guys
finally.
Mean 28 hours? Because
that's what I mean.
Oh yeah.
And 28 days because
I just can't
those
do...
movies are things. 48 hours is a investigation discovery program about missing women. So
well, that's actually what I meant. I was wondering if you watched that.
I was thinking To Catch a Predator. I was like, what? No, it's... Oh,
it's all
no.
the same. As far as I'm concerned, they're
Diane
all...
Diane Sawyer has the other one, though. Or does she? I don't know.
I don't think she does much anymore. Whoop. Diane Sawyer zombie. How do you escape it?
Oh.
How would you escape it? I don't know.
How do I escape just asking. This I'm conversation? You.
These are the... I know.
How would I...
I want to do a fun thing before we go to the last part. So this is week two of Mike having watched a movie about Babe Ruth and finding it really funny and stupid. So,
so right, Kyle, you wanted to talk about zombies. We're going to talk about baseball.
Hey, my second favorite thing to talk about.
Okay, wait. Just so kidding. Here's another bit I want to do. JK. Do you want to do, because I feel as though they got the cop bit good, but do you want to try doing the whatchamacallit? I think they got the first one good, the orphan bit. Do you want to try doing the cop one again with Kyle?
Cop and an orphan?
Yeah, I mean, three. That's what I was trying to say is that there's never a three cop scenario.
All right, here's what it is. I've been witness to a crime, perhaps even done it, and you are cops interrogating me, but I keep trying to explain a baseball game. Explain the rules of baseball to you. But you guys know what baseball is.
Right.
So you're going to interrogate me, and it happens at a baseball game. But I keep trying to explain. Keep trying to move past baseball.
So, like, are you in the interrogation room with
us? We are interrogating. We're in the interrogation room. You're interrogating me. Okay. I've been some witness to a crime, possibly participating.
Okay.
All right.
And good cop, bad cop?
You need no need for those conventions, but whatever. I wouldn't want to hear it. I'll leave
Kyle
your room.
Cop, Dan cop.
I'm going to cover my ears because I feel like that you wouldn't tell me as a suspect. I wouldn't want to sell me.
Well, we're not going to.
Okay. What? And you've got your plan?
We got it.
I mean, sure, yeah.
We got it together.
We're good.
All right.
Did you do it?
Okay, let me tell my side of the story, okay? I was at a baseball game. Do you know what baseball is? Okay, so baseball... Yeah.
We got it. Wrote you got what? On baseball.
You know what happened?
Yeah, so just keep going with your story. Keep going.
Just tell us what happened.
I'm at this baseball game, and I'm on the baseball is sort of a game that people play. It's like a sport.
Yeah.
It doesn't come in a box.
No, yeah, we know that.
Okay, fine. So we're at the game, and I'm up to bat, and I take the bat. No, it's a bat. Do you know what a bat is?
Yeah, we got it.
We know what a bat is.
Like a stick.
Baseball bat.
We have a baton right here. We know what a bat is.
Not baton. This is not French.
Can you just keep going?
Okay, so I take the bat, sort of like a long hot dog made of
Yeah.
And John's pitching. Now, he's not on my team.
Yeah, we get that. Because you're
on
up to
the
bat.
Other team.
Yeah. We understand the whole bat pitcher thing.
Right.
But now, what happened?
I knew that night. That
do you
want to
give us
strange,
like a 5-minute version?
I knew that. Okay, 5-minute version. There are two teams composed of 9 people.
No, not a baseball. What happened? We know baseball. We got baseball.
Listen.
Okay.
American
I'm just trying to. Listen, I want to cooperate.
Okay, well then stop describing baseball. Start describing what happened.
Fine. John's pitching. He pitches to me. He throws the ball. I swing. It's a strike. I have 3 of those. Not already. I have them as options. Okay? I knew something suspicious was going to happen that night. Because Dave was wearing a different glove. Now this glove doesn't look like anyone you'd have in your it's not actually a glove, if I'm being fair. If I'm admitting things today.
Can you just
let's hear what he's got to say about this glove.
He's talking about a baseball glove.
We don't know that yet. We don't know that yet.
If I'm admitting things today, if I'm being truthful and honest.
Which you should be.
I really don't think baseball gloves are gloves. They're sort of more like...
Ah, my... All
right,
come on, kid, what happened? What happened there in the diamond that day?
The other one I want to try is...
This is the only voice I do on that.
Maybe
this
we have...
show.
Maybe,
I do Dan voice, then I go...
Batman.
What do you want? Who you need?
I was remembering who did that voice first, because someone else did the gruff... didn't Rorschach become out before Dark Knight? So that guy did it first, and then Christian Bale kind of stole it, right?
Yeah.
I don't know the timeline. I'm trying to remember.
No, I think Batman Begins predates that.
And that was swear to me, so... I don't know. I thought. Oh, whatever.
Let me have to watch.
The other one I want to do is two women complimenting Babe Ruth, and he's just overly modest. Like everything they say is this like really, really complimentary, and he's just like whatever. Because Babe Ruth's a fucking idiot in this movie, and I just want to. I like that character.
I saw a movie about Babe Ruth.
And I keep wanting.
It's called The Babe.
And I keep it this week too. I
mean, oh, that's why that says Babe there.
It's right, Babe. Yeah.
And so many people have rented that movie by accident thinking it was about a babe.
No.
What would that movie be? It's like a girl like buying groceries. And she's just like,
well, there goes a babe. No, I'm the babe. And then just bam, bam, bam. The babe.
And Mindy
on the
has
street.
Stormy.
That's like a TV show. The way that is like, that's
bam,
like an intro.
Bam, bam. Babe, she's at it again.
It's all in dialogue music. Like she's just walking around, like dancing. She's like bam, 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 bam. Give me avocados. And the guy's just like, what? I won't.
Oh, can
here.
I just say that the avocado obsession is gone out of hand?
Okay, well,
I think you're a few years late. I haven't seen it.
And the kale obsession.
We've covered my opinions on kale.
Good.
But what's wrong with avocado?
Well, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just like, but it's not the end-all, be-all of all breakfast dishes.
Oh, you're talking like avocado on toast shit that people do? They're
yeah.
Like, oh my God, look how healthy I am. I'm like, actual breakfast.
Piece of bread and someone sliced up a thing and put it there.
I honestly have to plead the fifth when it comes to nutrition. I know some people know about my eating habits. I really cannot talk about eating a real food. I'm the worst.
That's true.
I'm really bad. I'm really not good.
I've seen you make some really weird food mistakes.
Do you just eat air?
Dan was with me once where I was like, I need food, and I bought just a loaf of bread.
I was with him one time. It was late at night, and he's just like, we're in a cafe, like right before it closes. He's like, can I get one of these sandwiches you leave out all day? Can I eat one of those?
Oh, that's my wheelhouse. That's me being a good boy. That's me being nutritious.
Yeah, but didn't you get sick because of it?
Oh, I get sick all the time. Maybe we'll try this on another episode. Just like I like this idea of like women just being like, oh, father says you're so.
Oh, are we like 1920?
Yes, it's Babe Ruth. So, oh, father says you're the best baseball player that's ever been.
I don't know. I
get up there and I do the thing.
The boys say that you can swing a bat so quick that they can't capture it on film.
Oh, yeah, I don't know about film. I just go there and then I'm baseball.
My sister said she saw you throw a bat at a bear.
I did.
And it made you a quilt.
I did.
Well,
is that true?
Yeah, the thing you need to know about bears is that you can't run away
from
the chase.
I heard that you threw a baseball so hard that it blew a hole in the player's mitt.
Is that true?
Wait. You know, the thing about mitts these days is that they're not really made of really great fibers all the time, and so sometimes
my butcher told me that you throw up the lines, that before every game you expectorate like a spider, you throw up the lines that make up the field, like it shoots out like webbing from your mouth. Right onto the field, and you do it before every game. They call you the puker pitcher.
If that's what you're into.
Kyle's mom's calling. I have to go.
Literally, I don't know what you're into, but maybe I'll give it a little bit before my net's at bat, you know. You might be good to be up there.
The man who makes my shoes says you're so good at baseball that it makes pregnant women nauseous.
You know that's a good job, shoemaker. That's a solid trade.
I've taken a large amount of ether from the hospital. Babe, is it true your face is made of butterflies? Babe, why is it that when you put a shirt on, it turns into ham? Babe, tell me, if I smell number four, will it turn me into a steak? Babe,
who let this lady in here? Somebody.
Babe,
if I
paint the inside of my nose.
I'm trying to get drunk before doing my job, so this can't get in the way.
You can drink everyone out of house and home.
Is that true, babe?
Like, literally, you drink them out of the house in their home.
I don't
some
know.
Some sort of proactive drinking.
Dave! Dave! There's some weird girls in here, Dave.
Babe, I've heard that you can shout the buttons off of a teddy bear.
Dave, where are you?
Do teddy bears exist yet?
Yes.
They started with Theodore Roosevelt.
Oh, Teddy Roosevelt. I don't think...
Oh, maybe.
Oh, don't yawn on my microphones.
Oh, I'm so sorry. All
right, we're at the... It's okay. It's late. We're so tired from making jokes. I'm so glad that worked. I had no idea if that bit was funny, but it is not.
Just the webbing. The webbing thing. Not only did I vomit, ladies and gentlemen, but I laughed the house down.
Kyle had to decide in the moment. It was great if you could have seen his face. Do I be disgusted or do I laugh? It's the crux of our humor.
Do I vom or do I laugh?
Don't finish the last note. Because then it's not copyrighted. Okay. Let's move on to the last segment. What would you say?
Oh, Lord.
What would you say? What would you say? What would you say to
That's a tough one. I know, Kyle. Every time you come in, we've had to work through a lot of them.
Oh, God. I mean, that's
we try to push the boundaries of what we can relate to spiders.
Is your guitar out?
Yeah, it's right by me.
I don't know. I don't know what.
Strum
like, I want to do like.
You want to strum
what if
it
we
for
do,
me,
have
Daddy?
We done? Have we done.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. So
we've done doo-wop. Have we done. We haven't done like I want to do like jazzy, like Ray Charles kind of jazz. Like, I got a woman, because we can do jazz voices. That's where your voice works.
Well, see, now I feel like we're in like a dark cat. Somebody starts smoking a cigarette.
Smoke some voice. Let me light my cigarette. Oh, keep it for you. I'm really bad at rhythm. You have to count on Kyle. This is good though. Wait, what do you got now? Let me hear that. Keep going. This is like sort of B-52-ish. It's too generic. It's too generic. It's too generic. We gotta make a choice. I think we gotta go bluesier. No. I need gospel. I need religious feeling. We've already offended Americans today. Let's get Jesus in there too and do some gospel songs. Let's really upset everybody.
I'm pretty
know.
Sure the people who.
Yeah, I know.
I'm gonna listen I to know, way I know, way. I know. Don't fuck me, but you know what.
No, that's too Sunday schoolish. I need like real like gospel. Can you do any gospel? It's okay if you can't.
Yeah, I just want like a gospel.
What about the closest we can get to ripping off today is gonna be the day without actually ripping it off?
Can't.
Just really depressing. This is bumming me out. You gotta make a choice. I don't know what we need. We need something new. We need something fresh.
I'm bringing some pop music. Just start fucking blasting. I Kissed a Girl and I Liked It.
What do you think of this?
I like it.
I mean, so what would this be in? I'm trying to think what I can. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, that was it.
Yeah. This. What would you say to them? Is from Santa Monica. What was that band? LFO. This is a B track on an LFO album. Girl, you make me eat shoelaces. I feel like people don't talk passionately about shoelaces ever. I'm just gonna mic you down with this. Yeah. Let's do that. So the how we play this game is your ex pops into the room and you get to say one last thing to them and then they go away. And in this case, they pop in the room during the end credits of an indie movie.
Lord, I'm already feeling things.
Right? Yeah, I know. From the indie movie thing.
It would suck if you're in an indie movie and then your ex pops in right at the end.
Isn't that the end?
End to every indie movie, Dan? Also, probably should say indie movie. Indie movie, like foreign movie. It's not a type of movie. Okay, here we go. I like this. I'm in it now. All right. So your ex pops in the room. You say the last thing to them, and then they go away forever.
Oh, shit.
I'll go first. You know, I don't know what the future holds for you and I, but I'm not exactly unhappy about it. Perhaps I've misjudged you, which is something you should say to more people, right? You should say to more people, perhaps I've misjudged you. Even good friends, you do it to people. You misjudge people. It happens all the time, even in a good way, even in a bad way. It's important to say, hey, I may have thought something about you that's not necessarily true. Once we admit these things, once we decide that we create fictions for people, I think that's when we start to realize that you can't live in a non-reality. You can't live in a world where what is happening is just how you want it to fit into the idea of this story you've built for yourself. Dan, I'll hold your mic up for you while you play.
I was thinking the other day about how are we gonna keep that thing going, you know? Just like, you were like trying to get me off my game all the time and like doing what I wanted to do. And then I felt like you were trying to like trick me into a place where you could like really talk to me about it. And then like, oh man, that's like real weird, real skeevy. So like, ugh. That's my feeling right now. It's just a little bit of, oh man.
Kyle.
Oh God. First of all, you were being passive aggressive. Second of all, the thing that you need to understand is that I led you to the breakup. And I don't really apologize for that, because at the end of the day, I can't really stand the idea that you would sit there and let somebody try to bleach over who you are as a person. And just sort of pretend that it's not even happening in front of your eyes. You can play dress up as much as you want, but at the end of the day, you have to take those clothes off.
I always thought I could be a whispery singer. I always thought I could be one of them whiny little singers.
Yeah.
Who kind of steal that Waylon Jennings thing and don't really sing the sort of moan. I always thought I could do that. Welcome! Thank you for listening to Wait, Wait, Don't Fuck Me! Hashtag Hardy Does BK, Festival of Colors. Hardy White's coming here!
Hey.
What?
The following was an OurHeroComic.com production. Not your, not my, but Our Hero Comic. Now go play some fucking tennis.